You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's happening in the Mind Trench today? Where are we going?
Well, there's two creatures I've never heard of before. Well, there's loads of them I've never heard of before, but I don't know because
You haven't heard them. Yeah, exactly.
And the first one, this just grabbed me like you wouldn't believe, the lungless frog.
The lungless frog.
It was first discovered in Borneo in 2008. They found one. I could be wrong on that date. I thought, my God, that sounds so interesting. But they do have lungs.
They are.
Then what are we talking about?
Why are they called
well,
like that?
Well, this is a throwaway thing.
Okay, sorry.
When they thought, oh, they haven't got lungs. And rather than saying they're a fish, they said, no, it's a frog. But they found they got really, really tiny lungs.
Just really small.
But then I thought, yeah, that would be a fish, because fish haven't got lungs. But yes, they have. There's, before anybody starts tapping away, there's 6 species of lungfish worldwide.
Oh, that's right. They're really creepy looking.
But then I thought to myself, well, that's not a fish. Isn't a fish because it's got
gills? Oh, look, you have to bring it up with the taxonomists. I don't know.
I've just looked up the lungless frog. He's quite cute. Yeah. He looks like a rock, like a little slimy pebble.
All right, let me have a look.
He's got nice, he's got real froggy eyes. You know how some frogs have really froggy, like cartoon frog eyes?
Because first off,
he's got. Yuck, man.
First off, they thought they were probably breathing through their skin.
Don't you think he's cute, Stella?
No. Sorry, guys.
He looks like a little wet stone. No,
oh, if that's in the river, I'm out.
Sorry, so yeah, he has got lungs.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was like, wow, that's fantastic. And then they took it away from us.
Oh, bloody science. Shaking fist.
Fair play to science. They put their hands up and said, actually, no, we got that wrong.
My bad.
Apart from other things that just keep blathering away doing the same stuff.
Tell you what, one of the Google images searches is just Jabba the Hutt. So that shows you what it looks like.
It actually kind of does look like a cute Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt as a baby.
Yeah, literally, baby Jabba the Hutt. Wow, right. Nice image for everyone in the
so
morning.
That's that one. Now, we've got a real animal here, and it's the aardwolf, spelt aardwlf.
Love
Not
this.
A wolf that's really tough.
I'm Googling. Ooh.
Or a Viking saga.
Try.
I am aardwolf.
That would be a good name for a Viking, though.
Right, well, they're actually part of the hyena family. And they're about 80 centimetres long and they stand about 50 centimetres high.
Is he quite big then? Like a very large dog? Well, actually, my concept of what size is, that's over a metre long and then just under a metre high.
Yeah, that's
big.
Big dog.
Yeah. Big dog.
Big dog.
Unlike the other hyenas, aardwolves don't live in packs. And unlike their meat-eating counterparts, they have flattened peg-like teeth. As they have a specialised diet of termites and ants.
So they're just grinding them up.
And they can eat up to 300,000 insects a night.
Hungry boys.
They're really beautiful, actually. They've got the same sort of face and posture as a hyena, but they're much cuter. I don't think you could call a hyena cute. They're scary.
Real cute.
Well, Rob, we were talking about this before. Rob would quite like a pet hyena.
Oh, absolutely. Two of them.
Just walking through the park.
Ronnie and Reggie, I'd call them, after the Cray twins.
I thought your crows were called Ronnie and Reggie.
Every pet I'd have would be called Ronnie and Reggie.
Ronnie 1, Ronnie 2.
They've got really cute ears. Their ears are like bat ears, like really pointy, sticky, uppy. And then they've got a mane at the back that's
stripy
like...
stripy little coat.
Big mohawk vibes.
Yeah.
And they've got huge, like really long, sticky tongues, and that's how they get it all. They live in the grasslands in eastern and southern Africa. An aardwolf is Afrikaans, and it translates as earth wolf.
Oh,
they're just delightful. I love these guys.
They're trying to find out how they evolved to be the way they are, and scientists can't figure it out.
Oh, I just saw a little aardwolf pup. Just super cute. Just the cutest, tiniest little puppy thing you've ever seen.
What do you
so
mean?
Sweet.
We don't know.
Scientists don't know how they evolved, because their makeup or whatever is completely different to the other ones. I'm probably just making this up now, trying to pad this segment out a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody has on the internet, the spiral that this is taking me down is people being like, some of the hyenas in The Lion King are actually aardwolves.
Discuss. They'll discuss. Well, some or all?
No, this is just someone saying they've observed from the cartoons that some of them are actually aardwolves.
Well, tell that to the scientists if they're mincing and mingling. But they're not
singing.
They're
singing Elton John songs.
They're saying they're not meat eaters. But if you've got 30,000 insects and you eat them, what is that? That's not meat, it's just insect meat.
So they are meat eaters. Meat.
Fun fact on the text machine, hyenas are more closely related to cats than dogs. Super interesting. They are so weird. We were trying to describe how a hyena moves. It doesn't really move like a cat or a dog. It's kind of like a monkey. It's really creepy. Hyena-esque. Really creepy. I reckon I think if I had to be like, I'm a bit scared of an animal, I think it's a hyena.
Yeah, they're going to eat you right up.
Oh, if anybody's got any spare ones, just you can get hold of me through B.
Rob NPI would like one.
Stop listening. Anyone from NPI, we're sorry. We're just kidding.
Yeah, I was just joking for comic effect.
Got any poems for us today, Rob?
No, I haven't.
No, the muse has not struck you recently.
Museless.
Museless. What would you like in the world of tunes then?
Well, okay. This is going to be Frankie Chicken's We Are Ninja, but this is a remix I haven't heard before.
This is the Yasuharu Konishi mix. So let's get into it. Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
Let's go.
Happy with this remix, Rob?
Very happy with it. In actual fact, I'm going to have to find it as soon as I get home. I love it.
This is We Are Ninja, the Yasu Haru Konishi mix of the French Frank Chickens track. You're on BFM. Thank you very much, Rob, for bringing us some fun animals.
Gotta love animals.
Gotta love nature and animals. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.